Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Just let him be who he is. Yes, I am. Let me be who I am. Yes, we, most of the time, we do not let God be what he really is. He wants to be there for us. He wants to bless us. There's so many different things that he wants to do for us, but we want to get in ahead of the game and want to try to take care of it ourselves. We don't want to wait. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. No, we do not want to wait and let God be who he is. Good evening, and I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. My name is Mary Hollis. I'm your host. The next chapter, Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about affirmations. But first, I'm going to read God's love story that was written by Victoria Olsteen. And I'm going to be giving you some affirmations. So take your pen and paper handy so you can write some of these affirmations that you might think that is a good one for you. But let me go over this God's love letter. And it's so true. Have you ever sat down to read the Bible and felt like you were trying to force something to happen? Well, I have. I have opened my Bible before and prayed, God, I need a word from you today. Then I closed my eyes and wiggled my fingers and land on a scripture hoping that it would be exactly what I needed. But then it ends up being something obscure that has nothing to do with my circumstances. And sometimes it is. When you open up the Bible or listen to that first song, gospel song, it is talking to you, but sometimes it doesn't. We have always been there trying so hard to make a connection with God, and sometimes ending up frustrated. Now, that is true about me because in the last few weeks, I feel that I've been missing God's message to me. I've been praying a certain prayer. I said, Lord, I want to hear you. Be clear to me. I always ask him to be very clear because I don't want to miss what he's trying to tell me. I want him to be very clear so I can be able to know that message was from him. God doesn't want his word to make us feel pressure. He wants his word to make us feel light and free. He doesn't want us to come to him feeling stressed. He wants us to come to him feeling blessed and knowing that his word is making a difference in our lives beyond we may feel in the moment. God's word is more than an instruction manual. It is not just a list of do's and don'ts. His word is a love letter. When we read it, his love empowers us and deposits his strength into us. That's because his word is alive and will change your life. It's a seed that when planted in your heart, yield an abundant harvest of righteousness. I like this scripture. It's Isaiah 58:11. It says, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whom waters never fail. Don't you want to be like that? Well, getting back to the story, all scriptures is God's breath. That God, all scripture that is God's, that God breathed. When we open it to read it, we have to know that God is breathing in his life into us. He is refreshing our spirit and directing our path. Think about this. John chapter 1 says that the Word became flesh and walked among us. When you open your Bible, let your prayer be, Lord, let your word walk in me. Let your word become alive in me. Let it lean me and guide me in every area of my life. Then realize that when you are finished reading and close the book, his power doesn't stop working. Just like a seed in the ground continues to root and grow even when we can't see it. God's word is growing in you even when you can't see it. Faith is rising in you. Yes. Excuse me. And you are being transformed. Don't you want to be transformed into a better person, to a better Christian, a better me? Don't ever feel intimidated by the word of God. Don't run from the Bible. Run to the Bible and receive his love, because God wants to do something great in your life. And the scripture that goes with this that Victoria ended it with was Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse. And it says, in the NIV version, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing souls and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. I thought that was, when I read that today, I thought that would be a good topic to start off with. God's love letter. And that's his words in the Bible. His words tells us if we follow his word, we won't go off track. We will stay on the straight road, straight and narrow road. We will be there. We would be obedient. We would love one another. We would be a wonderful Christian if we just follow his word. And that is a love letter, because he wants us to be a loving and great person so we can be able to help others. But I found some affirmations that could be very helpful to you. There are some I already use. Now, be still and know that I am God. That's one I live by. If I have gotten in situations where I needed to be still and know that I am God, I needed to be still and let God come in the midst of that situation and fix it. So that is one that I use all the time. Another one is, I am a happy, healthy child of God. And I am prosperous, successful, and free. Also, there's another one that I like too. I'm a child of God, and through grace, I am deserving of every blessing. Every blessing that God wants to give me, I am deserving, because I am a child of God. And peace be still. Peace be still is a strong one. It's few words, only three words. But it means so much. Dealing with any kind of situation, something is getting ready to happen to you, you want peace. You want it to stop, and you want to be still. In control of the situation. I am a child of God. worthy, wise, healthy, and whole. That is another one. Prayer is a way that we honor God. We should give thanks for a blessing received and blessing yet not to receive. So we thank Him for the blessing, the things that He has bestowed upon us. And then we're going to continue to bless, ask for God's blessing, and also thank Him for other blessings that we have not seen yet. Today and every day, here's another one. I nurture my faith through spiritual practice. Yes, we should practice every day and being faithful and learning how to trust God and believe in Him. Because faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. That's Hebrew 11:1. Here go another one. I have the strength to persevere. I have the strength to persevere. And here's a scripture. This is the NIV version. And this is coming from Isaiah 41:10. This is a very good one. Scripture that to always remember. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. I mean, He's telling you that He got your back. Yes, He got your back. Don't be afraid. Just knowing that He's there for you. He will strengthen you through things that when you get weak and frustrated and despair, He's saying that He will strengthen you. He will help you. And He will uphold His victorious hand for you. And here's a few others. They're not just some simple ones that I, as I was reading. My energy is endless. You know, sometimes how we get so tired and we don't seem to have any kind of energy. Well, you just ask God, you just say, my energy is endless. That means that you got enough energy to accomplish anything. But, of course, you got to take rest. Get some rest from time to time, of course. So I'm not telling you it's very important that you get your certain number of hours sleep. As I appreciate what I have more to appreciate. I like this one, and I'm probably sure you're going to like it too. The wiser I am, the younger I get. You know one thing? The way I look at that, the wiser I am, the younger I get. Because the wiser you get, you're going to understand things better. You're going to be a better person. So you're going to be younger because you're not going to be worrying as much. You're going to have faith in God. You're going to believe in Him. You're going to ask Him for direction and believe in it and take His instruction and don't worry about it. You will be younger because also it's going to tell you when you're wiser, it's going to tell you that you're going to need to exercise. And I can't wait to Thursday to go to this exercise class. I take 2 back-to-back exercise classes on Thursday, and boy, it seems like it's an hour and a half. But it's so refreshing when I finish at the end of it. So the wiser I am, the younger I get. That's a very true statement.
one second. And there is two words that I use all the time also. Divine order. Whenever I have a frustrating day and it doesn't seem like I'm going to get things done, I want things done. Really, I begin saying that word at the very beginning of my morning, asking God, will you give me divine order? When I think that I'm going to have a lot to do and I really want to get those things done, I ask for his divine order. Now, if I have six things on my schedule to get done, I might not get it done in the order that I wrote it down, but as long as I get it done, that's important. And sometimes it can be frustrating in between those six things, but I can promise you at the end of the day, those six things that you've been wanting to do, you will accomplish. Sometimes it's not a smooth, it's not a smooth sailing, but it is. Just be assured that these things will be accomplished in that day when you're asking God to give you divine order. Because I do it all the time, and it normally gets done when I ask Him. And why I ask Him divine order, because I want it in His will. Because He knows better than I do what should happen and what should not happen. So just knowing that it's going to be in His will when you ask for that, not always what you want. So that is also one to chew on and believe in. And last but not least, here's one more. I am whole and well. Hold that thought and breathe for a few minutes. Slowly and gently exhale, affirming, thank you, God. Through this exercise, you should feel cleansed and purified, ready to face the day with renewed energy and vitality. Let me go over that again. First, state, I am whole and well. And hold on that thought and breathe for a few minutes. Breathe slowly and gently and exhale. Thank you, Lord. Through this exercise, you should feel cleansed and purified, ready to face the day with renewed energy and vitality. The scripture that goes with this is Job 33:4, and it says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Yes, when you breathe in and out, God gave you that first breath to breathe when He created you. That's what He did with Adam. So some of those affirmations that you could use, and it works. It's good to start it off beginning of your day. And that's all I have for you tonight as far as affirmation and also talking about God's letter, His word. His love is through those words in the Bible, teaching us how to live a Christian godly life. We have a few announcements. Last night, we had a conference call, and it was 11 people that called in, which was a great, we had a great talk. We normally have our meeting every third Saturday, but we're not having a meeting this coming Saturday. So we use that as a meeting where everybody called into a free conference call .com number. And we went over some important things. But one thing, if you would like to be a part of this, we need to do some more book signing, and we're asking our members to ask their pastor and their churches to let us have a book signing, because we want to advertise and let other widows know out there that there's a book that can be very encouraging and healing for them. So that's one of the main things that we did talk about. And another thing we talked about, we're getting ready to have another an event, and we're shooting for that to be in June. And it's called Panel of Discussion. I'll give you more details later on, but and give you the exact date that we're going to be using. And we're going to be advertising it in many different ways. So be tuned in for the next few. Well, we'll have that information by the end of this month, March. March is a long month. It has 31 days. So we are only... Tomorrow is the 15th, so we are going to be halfway. But we have a whole 2 weeks left. Not part of a week, but whole 2 weeks. So we'll get that information to you by the end of the month of the detail as far as that panel of discussion. And what is else that we have canceled our trip for Myrtle Beach. We were going to go June the 23rd through the 25th. We have canceled that trip. What we're going to do, we're not going to go on a trip this year. We're probably going to go on a one-day trip in the fall, maybe up to Helen, Georgia. But what we're going to do, we're going to plan our trip for 2018. We're going to plan that trip, and we're going to start in October. By October, we'll know exactly where we're going, and we'll have most of the year to pay for it. The reason why we're not trying to get the trip together this coming year is because a lot of our members decide to go other places. Their churches and friends are doing some different things that they want to join them. So, and then they also have a lot of their friends that normally come on our trip, but they're joining them on this trip as well. So we decided to just go ahead and cancel the Myrtle Beach trip because it's not enough participation to accommodate the expenses. So just know that this year, we are not sponsoring a trip, but next year, get ready. We're going to have something exciting, exciting place for us to travel in 2018. And that is all that I have tonight. I hope that you enjoy God's Love Letter that's written by Victoria Osteen, and also the affirmation that I indicated that you could use on a daily basis. So be blessed and be encouraged, and know that the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is here for you. If you know a new widow that would like to be a part of this ministry, please let them know. Let them know that you can give them my number, or I can get their number, because sometimes it's hard to get them to call. So I'll be glad to give them a call and invite them to one of our meetings and also this radio show. And that is it. Well, tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and know that God loves you, and so do the Next Chapter. Good night.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. Oh. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, let me be.